Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. The title is Kya Asar Tha Risalat Ki Shaame. Noor Sunnat Hai Kono Makame, Kya Tajalli Thi Tere Bayame. Noor Sunnat Hai Kono Makame, Kya tajalli thi tere bayaan mein. Ab do sulta khare ek saf mein, Kya asar tha risalat ki shaam mein. Ab do sulta khare ek saf mein, Kya asar tha risalat ki shaame. Farooq kaale wo gore ka tune, kis tarah se mitaya jahame. Farooq kaale wo gore ka tune, kis tarah se mitaya jahan mein. Ye tha teri gulami ka sadqa, shaan sultaniyat shutraba mein. Ye tha teri gulami ka sadqa, Shane sultaniyat shutraba mein. Jisne kaate bichhaye the dekha, gulbadama tere bosta mein. Jisne kaate bichhaye the dekha, gulbadama tere bosta mein. Jo chala tere naqshe qadam par, kaam rahe wo dono jahan mein. Jo chala tere naqshe qadam par, kaam rahe wo dono jahan mein. Ho kamar jaise anjum mein roshan, aap the mahfil-e-akhtara mein. Ho kamar jaise anjum mein roshan, aap the mahfil-e-akhtara mein. Aap ki shaan be-intiha ko, kis tarah laaye akhtar bayaan mein. Aap ki shaan be-intiha ko, kis tarah laaye akhtar bayaan mein. Noor sunnat hai kono makame, kya tajalli thi tere bayaan mein.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Amma ba'd. This beautiful bayan of our honorable illustrious Dada Sheikh Hari Billah Rumi a waqt of Rezi Zamana, which has this title so beautifully, Kya Asar Tha Risalat Ki Shaame. What great magnificent effect, which today the world says alchemy, that if you throw a liquid on stone it will turn into gold, which is a myth. But this was the real alchemy Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam threw on the hearts that were harder than rock, and they became shining stars. Until today, we take the name of the honorable companions of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with great love and honor. So Hazrat is explaining that just look what effect there was in the splendid message of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which Allah Ta'ala Himself mentions, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورُ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. that a great, great messenger has come from Allah Ta'ala, who is an embodiment of Noor. And what did he come to explain? The commands of Allah, the Kitab of Allah Ta'ala. Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam showed us how to love the Qur'an-i Kareem and to become the embodiments of the Noor of Hidayat. So Hazrat says here so beautifully, the Noor is Sunnat hai ko wa maqam hai, kya tajalli ti tere bayam hai. That we find the Noor of the Sunnat of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam spread throughout the world. Until today, wherever you go in the world, you'll find somebody practicing on the Sunnat of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. However, in the time of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the Khulafa-i Rashideen, virtually the whole world was established with the Sunnat of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the Shariat. And Hazrat explained, ya kya tajalli ti tere bayame, what spiritual splendor and anwarat was in the explanation of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam of the commands of Allah Ta'ala, which Allah Ta'ala says Noor, that Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was an embodiment of light. And this Noor of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what fikr and concern Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had, that it spread throughout the world. Until today, after over 1400 years, still we realize those who have got proper understanding and who comes in the company of the friends of Allah Rabbul Izzat will realize that the only way to be successful, which Hazrat explains in this poem, is to become firm onto the Sunnah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. There is a special effulgence and nur in that way of life. And then Hazrat has explained that in the Sunnah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the commands of Allah, there is no discrimination whatsoever. Abdu Sultan kareh ek saf mein, kya asar tha risalat ki shaam mein. What great effect was in the splendor of the messengership of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam removed all types of discrimination, not between color or creed or language or any country you come from. In the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everybody is the same. And the most honorable in the eyes of Allah, inna akramakum inna Allah yatqakum. That the more you make an effort to bring taqwa in your heart, that's how much your honor increases by Allah Rabbul Izzat. So in Islam, there's no discrimination whatsoever. No matter what people can say, it is a total myth and a lie. Islam and Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has shown that there is no type of discrimination in any way whatsoever in Islam. So much so that Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught, فَرْقْ قَالِ وَغُورِ كَتُونِ كِسْ تَرَهْ سَ مِتَایَا جَحَامِ. That how Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam annihilated totally differences in color, that not any person who is white in complexion can think himself to be superior to a person who is dark in complexion. Neither can an Arab think himself superior to a non-Arab. In no way whatsoever. This is all dependent on how much taqwa a person has. And that also, nobody can claim in this world how much taqwa he has got. That we'll only realize when we go into the qabr. And on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will show this reality. So this is still today. If we bring alive the sunnah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then there is no such a thing like discrimination in Islam. Even in our own homes, then we will see goodness that amongst the family, husband and wife. A wife or a husband will not regard himself as superior over his wife. He will regard himself as his responsibility upon them is important. Ye ta teri ghulami ka sadqa, shani sultaniyat shutarba mein. That Hazrat says so beautifully that in the sadqa of those who became the true slaves of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In other words, they followed tooth and nail in the footsteps of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala used to announce and tell the whole world, Inna kunna zalla qawmun fa'azzana Allah bil Islam. Don't we look back into our history. We were the most degraded nation. How did Allah give us this great honor that now we're ruling over the whole world? This is only through the sadqa of becoming the slaves of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And that was the true slave of Allah Rabbul Izzat, to become the humble slave of Allah. That shani sultaniyat shutarba mein, that these people got the great honor of such kingdom, and how they rule in the world, as it is mentioned. After the Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam, there was no ruler that established such justice in the world like Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Throughout the world, the law of Islam was established. And together with that, Hazrat Umar radiallahu showed that what will bring this good establishment
when we show great importance to our salah. So these people who are living, they were like shepherds and looking after camels and sheep and goats, they became what honor and great leaders and rulers of the world they became. And that was not to have kingdom or to have any type of government, etc. That was to establish the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jisne kante bichaye de the dekha gulbadama tere bostame. Hazrat is explaining, look at the splendid personality of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What character Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam displayed. That Allah Rabbul Izzat has mentioned in the Quran Kareem after taking qasam, wa innaka la'ala khuluqin azim. That O Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you are, Hazrat explains it so beautifully, you are on top of good character. In other words, so to say, in today's time, to understand, the franchise of good character belongs only and solely to Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That those people who were the arch enemies of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, literally they used to spray thorns in the path of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam displayed such character to such people that they became now gulbadama tere bostame. In the beautiful garden of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they became like beautiful roses. People started envying them. Once upon a time, and how many Sahaba Radham used to say that, O Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, before we realized reality and came into the company and accepted Islam, you and Aliyazu Billah, the most hated person in our lives. But now you are the most beloved person in our life. And they showed, they gave their lives for Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah give me and all of us an out of this reality. Jo chala tere nakshe kadam par, kaam rahe wo dono jahame. Hazrat explains that till today the world is making effort in every direction to become successful. But where does it lie? Hazrat says, see, look at history. Whoever followed in the footsteps of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Naqshe Qadam, as the beautiful poem of our Dada Sheikh, that we are looking for our eternal enjoyment and pleasure that lies in Jannat. And how will we reach there? Naqshe Qadam, Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke hai Jannat ke raaste. And greater than that, Allah Jalla Jalalu se milate sunnat ki raaste. You'll get connection with Allah and nisbat with Allah. Then you will be looking to meet Allah Ta'ala in Jannat. So we see Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said they were guiding stars. And till today, whoever follows on the footsteps of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat says, kaam rahe dono jahame. That their success is not only in this world, the real success is eternal success of the hereafter. But in this world also, they'll see what is true success. Har ka ho qadar ho kamra ho kamar jaise anjum mein roshan aapke mehfil e aktara mein. So beautifully Hazrat has put this poem here, that Hazrat says that, O Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, your majlis was like the majlis of beautiful shining stars. As Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, ashabi kan nujum, my sahaba were like bright stars, the stars of the skies can never match the beauty and the brightness of Sahaba Radhiyallahu Anhum's iman and their noor. And where did they get this? In the majlis of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this has come down till today, these majalis, where we see till today those who sat truly in the company of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam and came down till today, Allah says, kunu masadiqeen. That till today we see our pious servants, people who hated them once upon a time but came regular to the majlis, they started loving the friends of Allah Ta'ala. And Hazrat says that what a majlis this is, that you are like the most beautiful 14 full moon that's sitting in front and all the stars are around you. What a majlis we can imagine of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. That this majlis also Hazrat has blessed us. We should think of the similitude in this. Aapke shaan e be-intihaku, kis tarah lae akhtar bayame. Hazrat says that, O Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, your unlimited honor and splendor, which Allah Ta'ala mentions that every minute, every moment, Allah's special rahmat is upon you. Allah is raising your stages. So where can we explain your great honor, your great position? Hazrat says, this is just an iota that, O Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where can Hakim Akhtar sahab, rahmatullah alayhi, was such a great love of Allah, a love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yet they acknowledge that we should realize Nobody, the whole world put together, can never praise Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After all, Allah Ta'ala is raising the status of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam every close moment. We should engage in reciting durood and try and bring alive the sunnahs of Nabi Akram sallallahu
alayhi wa sallam. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem amma ba'd. From the kitab Hayatul Muslimin, chapter on Taqdeer. Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Do not hasten towards something thinking that if you rush towards it, you will acquire it, even if Allah Ta'ala has not designed it for you. Do not move away from something thinking that if you move away from it, it will be averted from you, even if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has designed it for you." In other words, both these thoughts are wrong. In fact, the thing which is not designed for you will not be acquired, even if you advance towards it. It is therefore futile to go forward while thinking in this way. In the same way, the thing which is designed for you cannot be averted, even if you try to avert yourself from it. It is futile to save oneself from such thoughts. Next hadith is Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Strive to acquire that which is of benefit to you, and ask Allah Ta'ala for His help, and do not lose hope. If any incident befalls you, do not say, 'Had I done this, then this would have been its outcome.' Instead, you must say, 'This is what Allah Ta'ala had decreed, and Allah Ta'ala did what He willed.'" The above hadith by and large dealt with the issue of taqdeer. The following verses and hadith are more on the subject of tawakkul, and a bit on taqdeer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وشاور في الأمر فإذا عزمت فتوكل على الله إن الله يحب المتوكلين. Take mashwara and counsel from them in all matters. When you have decided on over any matter, place your trust in Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala loves those who place their trust in Him. Can there be a greater treasure than Allah Ta'ala having love for those who place their trust in Him? When Allah Ta'ala loves a person, can there be any doubt about his success? We learn from this verse that reliance must be accompanied by planning and adopting measures. After all, making mashwara from others is for the sake of planning. However, one must not rely on one's planning. Instead, he must adopt the measures and then place his trust in Allah Ta'ala. Another ayat Allah Ta'ala says that those to whom the people said, "The people of Makkah have gathered equipment to confront you, to attack you, therefore fear them." But the iman increased further. The Sahaba radiallahu anhu, when they said, "Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil," Allah is sufficient for us, and what an excellent dispenser of affairs Allah is. Then the Muslims returned with the favor and bounty of Allah Ta'ala, and no harm whatsoever afflicted them, and they became subservient to the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the favor of Allah is great. Now these verses make reference to an incident in which the Sahaba radiallahu anhum benefited both materially and spiritually. Allah Ta'ala demonstrates that they received these two treasures by virtue of their reliance on Him. Another ayat Allah Ta'ala says, "Kulla yusibana illa ma kataba Allahu lana." Say, "Nothing will ever afflict us except what Allah Ta'ala has ordained for us. He alone is our master, and it is obligatory on the slave to be pleased with whatever the master ordains." The ayat continues, "It is in Allah Ta'ala alone that the Muslim should place their trust. Say, are you hopefully waiting for us but one of two good things? While we are hopefully waiting for you, that Allah Ta'ala afflicts you with a punishment from Himself or at our hands. Wait, then we are also waiting with you." It is established from the above ayat that the effect of tawakkul is that even if a disagreeable situation presents itself, a believer is not worried by it. He considers it best. If the good outcome of it is not realized in this world, it will certainly be realized in the year after, which is our original and final abode. That is where good will always come to our benefit. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said, "O my people, if you have believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fa'alayhi tawakkalu, place your trust only in Him if you are obedient." They said, "It is in Allah Ta'ala alone that we have placed our trust. O Allah, do not test us by the force of these oppressive people." We learn from this ayat that the supplication is more acceptable when it is accompanied by tawakkul. Another ayat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Whoever places his trust in Allah Ta'ala, Allah is sufficient for him." That is, Allah Ta'ala suffices for him physically and spiritually. Look at the promise which is made for having tawakkul. Spiritual sufficiency may not be known for now, but soon it is understood. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the good fortune of a person lies in being pleased with whatever Allah Ta'ala has decreed for him. A person is deprived, his deprivation is when he gives up asking Allah Ta'ala for good. He is also a deprived person when he is displeased whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed for him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the true understanding.